Some of you still don't eat the crust on your pizza like absolute
fucking
cowards. It's just bread. Are you a toddler? Does your mommy tuck you in? Eat the crust, stupid baby. Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb and the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Once again, it is Saturday and you know what? No, it's not. What day is this?
Friday.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
And we are the Not Ready For Podcast players here on... What is the name of the show?
That's pretty good, actually.
What is the name of the show again?
It's the legendary Podzilla 1985 group chat for happiness podcast.
That's true. You got it. You got it in ways that I never could. Episode 5. This is the fifth.
Yeah.
Is it?
This is the fifth show we've done on here, yeah. Hopefully this one goes better than last week, although last week was pretty funny. I think last week was the one where we played the video game sound trivia, right?
Yeah. It was.
Yeah, I ain't got that again, so somebody else is going to have to save this train wreck.
Oh, good luck with that. Let me introduce myself real quick. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight. Low energy tonight. I don't know why. I suddenly got very low energy. I don't know why. I'm thinking about Operation Warp Speed, and it's got me bummed out.
With
me,
God
damn
it.
Get you moving.
Hold on.
You would think it'd be the other way around.
Hold on, Don. We'll get there in a second. With me tonight, of course, my good friend and original co-host of the show, Double H.
Hey.
With us again this week, the Big D, Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
And special guest live from his basement, and this is a mistake, Derek Boxdorfer.
Hello, guys.
First time he's ever been on the show, I believe. Long-time listener, first-time caller. And this goes a couple different ways. Sometimes this goes really well. We've had people on the show before that, you know, are friends, and we've invited them on and said, hey, you know, Dalton, that's how he got his start. Except what happened was he was there and Asa said, is it okay if Dalton sits in and listens? And Dalton just pulled a chair right up to the microphone and started talking. That's how Dalton got on the show originally.
I do a good job.
Yeah, I bet you guys regret that decision now. So,
I don't know. The
thing is, we didn't make a decision.
Yeah,
I made it for him.
It just sort of happened.
Well,
it's fine. I mean,
he's known to do that a time or two.
We've gotten some laughs out of him. Now, Derek is from Perryville.
Yeah, straight
probably.
With all the mutant chickens. Yeah.
That's where all the chickens are.
Yeah.
We don't know that they're mutant yet.
Hypothetically.
True. We got it too. Hypothetical. They're hypothetical chickens. We don't even know if they're chickens. They could be velociraptors with chicken masks.
If you can't see them, they both exist and do not exist at the same time.
Yeah. I'll accept that.
Yeah. I haven't listened to the episode yet, so this is all missed on me.
It's so good. It's so good. I love it.
Before we get started,
hey, thanks.
Before we get started with the show, I do want to give us, and I told you I was going to do this, I want to give a special shout out to our sponsor tonight. Hunter, do you know who our sponsor is tonight?
Hang on, before we continue this funeral, we need to thank our sponsor, NordVPN.
The funeral is the show. Have you ever heard?
You told me it was somebody else, though, and now I forgot who it was.
Have you ever heard your friends die? Because if you're fans of the show, stay tuned. It might happen tonight. No, tonight's sponsor.
With NordVPN, at least they won't know where you are.
they know they're in Perryville. Everyone's in Perryville. That's where the
Except damage. You. Yeah, it's literally all of us but you.
That's true.
Like, we're recording like 4 blocks from Hunter right now.
But Perryville.
You don't know that. You don't know where I am. You don't know my life.
He's got NordVPN.
You don't know what I've been through.
He could be.
Thanks, NordVPN.
He's bouncing you off of him to a different location. You think he's in Perryville?
Well, where's he at then?
That's not my concern. He's a grown ass man. since we do these shows remotely, I don't have to ask anymore.
That's right.
Operation Warp Speed.
Oh yeah,
this is fucking stupid. I mean, the operation isn't, but the fucking name is.
I gotta say, I don't think I've heard of this.
Oh, Shannon, explain Operation
Warp. Here we go.
Yeah.
Operation Warp Speed is the name that Trump has given the... we're trying to find a vaccine for the coronavirus, and we're going to have it by the end of the year. And he's dubbed this Operation Warp Speed.
Okay.
Because I guess it's going to go really, really fast. But, I mean, you know, if it's so easy to make vaccines, then why don't we have more vaccines?
Well, that's the issue right now. We have too many.
If you had more of them, you would get too many of the. No.
You'd catch too many autisms.
Is it going to be that episode?
Yeah.
It's definitely too. I didn't even think of that before I made these references, and I now regret this.
And I'd like to back out now.
I would like to just go back to what I was doing, which was watching random music videos on YouTube.
Wasn't there a company that like apparently made a breakthrough with the antibody today?
I did see that. Yes.
That I didn't see. No, I've been on TMZ and they didn't report it. So.
Oh, I'm surprised TMZ didn't report it.
The number one news source.
Well, there's no time for TMZ to report it when I got to watch Stella Maxwell's Hot Shots for her birthday.
What?
Why you don't really see Scooby-Doo with Scream star Matthew Lillard in movies anymore? The hot questions TMZ's answering. Why don't you see
He's too powerful.
Why don't you see Matthew
He's
Lillard in movies anymore? That's a good question.
He only used a small percentage of his power to produce those movies, and he had to save the rest because he's coming back to save us.
I did not know about this meme until like late last year, and someone showed it to me, and it's. I don't understand it. Like, is this been a thing for a while, or is this a new thing?
About a year.
No, it's old. I mean, the meme economy would not put a lot into it right now, but it'll come back around. They always do.
Hunter, please stop posting things in the Discord chat.
I will not.
That's very distracting.
I cannot be stopped or contained.
So the one I see is that supposed to be. Is that,
Dalton broke. He's broken.
He did. That he did.
It's probably because he identifies with the Joker on a personal level.
Oh, God.
And yet I know that's not what he's laughing at.
It's not.
Shannon, the one with the UFO, that's your new cover picture.
Okay, I was wondering if that was a UFO or it was a pie. And I'm like, is it
a pie?
The pie doesn't exist.
Well, the first comment on it was flying pot pies are real. The government doesn't want you to know.
So I have this really, really, not epic, but it's this really serious cover photo of me, and I think it looks really kind of mature, and I'm about to replace it right now with a with a UFO that says I kind of exist. And there it is. It's up now. It's live
yes,
on my Facebook
are.
Page.
Oh, I love it.
And I'm going to make this
I'm
one.
Go love it.
I'm going to make this one
I'm
about
loving it.
This one about Pride Month as my profile picture.
There we go.
No, that's a bad idea.
Shit.
Maybe you'll have to explain it.
No, I won't.
That was pretty funny, though. Oh, that broke me.
Thank God you weren't drinking water. You would have spit it directly in Derek's face.
Yeah. That's how this show works.
Yeah. We just try
There's
to.
There's no avoiding it.
We try
I will
to make
say
to the laugh that much.
The get out of the pool was funny, but I don't think it was spit water on the laptop funny.
I think
it was just the deadpan.
Yeah.
Like,
get out of the pool.
It was very. Tanner was just so excited about AIDS. He's doing the song. And Shannon just goes, all right, everybody out of the pool.
And you would have to see my face because it was just. I looked as dead inside. I looked as dead on the outside as I am on the inside. So Lindsay had no choice but to spit water all over my face. And I feel bad for Tanner because he was so excited to do that show last night. He was finally going to get his revenge on us. And instead it was an hour of us just fucking with him.
But that's the thing. The only way that his quote-unquote revenge could work is if we took it seriously. He had to know that was going to happen.
Yeah.
He had to know.
By week three of trivia, none of us were taking it seriously, except for maybe Jesse.
Well, I mean, he was Googling everything.
Let's take just a minute to thank our sponsor for tonight, Google.
I don't have a song for that one.
Jesse does. Just let him Google it.
I'm debating putting that song. I'm not going to do it. Is there anybody in this group chat that doesn't think Jesse was Googling those answers? Because who? I told
one person.
I told Tanner today because he came by the store and we were talking about it. And like Jesse does, as far as I know, Jesse does not play Assassin's Creed, or he's not super into it. So for him to know the main character of like a PSP exclusive spinoff, I call shenanigans on that.
I also call shenanigans because he stalled before he did it. Oh, I'm not going to know this. I can hear him typing.
Yeah.
Tick, tick, tick.
So what Jesse doesn't know is that Hunter and I were in a separate chat going, watch this motherfucker. Watch this.
He's fixing to Google this.
He's fixing to Google the shit
He's
out
gonna
of this.
He's going
to
do it.
It's all those years working at Gaming Grounds. That's what helped.
That helped him cheat?
Yeah.
Learn how to Google.
He learned how to Google.
We're talking so that he can get the answer.
Yeah, if he ever wants to play me in straight up trivia, like with real questions, not
And face to face.
To answer the questions of Tanner, you have to put yourself in the mindset of a bucket-brained, three-toothed hick from the fucking sticks of Illinois.
I had to explain to Derek why we called him Mr. Bucket today.
Yeah.
Because he's buckets of fun.
You know, next episode he's on, you know, I didn't really notice it. That's something that he did often until it was brought to my attention in the episode. But next time I'm going to have a Tanner sigh counter.
Oh,
just to
shit.
See how many times I hear.
I love
in the episode.
I absolutely love that this has become a thing because it's not just you guys. Even Maria busted his ass out on a comment that he made and did the Tanner sigh. And I'm like, oh shit. Everyone knows this is Tanner's catchphrase now. And once he finds out about it, he's going to be heartbroken. He'll probably never do the show again.
Which, Cody should be lucky that he only has Ghostbusters. I mean, Trolls on Ice kind of happened at the same time, too.
Trolls on Ice? Is that the name of it?
Was it Trolls on Tour?
It's
the
Tour.
Trolls.
Like that.
Trolls World Tour.
It's important that Derek knows it because he has a kid. But, Cody's a grown man with just a dog. But, those at least happened years apart. Tanner has gotten the Tanner side and the fact that he's never seen Predator all at once.
Tanner is just, he's increasingly, and I don't want this to turn into the shit on Tanner show, but if it has to,
Well, that's what I'm here for, Shannon.
Tanner keeps giving us ammunition to work with. He's like Dalton, except Dalton has now found himself in a better position than Tanner, and I never thought I would say that.
Well, and it's also because, again, Tanner, he continues to make the critical mistake of, they won't find a way to do anything with this. And then we do. That's everything. Again, he thought, oh, I'm going to get him on this trivia. I'm going to make him upset. That would require us to take it seriously.
Now,
we were never going to take it seriously. Again, I completely forgot that at least at one point in time, I was going to answer and go, all right, well, Tanner, I'm going to go there, and I'm going to say men's private parts?
Me.
Me. Flatulence.
In Tanner's defense, though, it was fun.
It was.
Because he asked me, he was like, so what'd you think of it last night? And I'm like, it was a lot of fun. I don't want Tanner to feel bad because we make fun of him. We make fun of everybody. It's just...
They were good trivia questions. I probably only knew the answer to two of them, but it was a good time.
Oh, fuck me for not playing Assassin's Creed.
I was going to say, for the most part, if you wanted to do trivia about those categories, those were good questions.
Yeah.
There were some 90s TV ones I disagree with, especially the Smurfs.
Whoa, mama.
Not 90s television.
Well, no, it was the Smurfs, wasn't it?
The Smurfs from Stockholm.
Yeah.
Oh. So, yeah, there were some categories that could have used some sprucing up. Don't get me wrong. But, yeah, if you wanted Assassin's Creed trivia, it's good stuff. If you wanted American history, that was good. There was good trivia.
There was good questions in there. It's just, I don't know. I thought we were going to try to make the trivia fun, I guess.
I'm actually very upset with him for not going for the throat on you in Shannon's love life.
Oh.
Well,
here's the part where I really take his teeth out from him, because guess whose idea it was for that category?
Was it yours?
It was mine.
Okay, because I was like, that's way too clever for Shannon, or for Tanner.
He came to me and said something about how he was going to do one where it was legitimately all just painful, and I was like, that seems like a bad idea, dude. Shannon's going to legitimately go, okay, no, I'm not doing this show. Plus, at the time, you were still kind of, you know, things were not great.
Well, just
because this was last week.
For the record. So you're saying he legitimately came to you and was like, I'm going to do one that's just going to fucking tear Shannon down?
Yes, and I said, hang on, why don't you just, be funny about it? Because he said he wanted to call it Shannon's Love Life, and I was like, why don't you just make it about lots of different famous Shannons? And he's like, oh, that's perfect. And now he's going to be mad if he listens to this.
Well,
but.
Well, I hope he takes this all in jest, because I'm not mad. But I do feel that Tanner would make a very large mistake by personally attacking me, because... And it would ruin the show, too, because no one really gets to see that side of me, that super vicious, I will fucking tear your soul apart side of me, but it exists.
Yeah.
And those people that do know about it know that that's not a good idea.
And that's what I thought would happen, is that in the middle of the show, you two both are going to end up quitting, and it's just going to leave me and Jesse, because you would take Lindsay with you. And so,
because you're on the splinter.
It's just going to be me and Jesse Googling answers until the end of time.
No, I wouldn't have left. Tanner would have left. Tanner would have left, and then I would have got a phone call, is what would have happened.
Oh,
yeah.
But
would it
be unrelated? Would it be an unrelated phone call?
I'd like to think that I would take it in stride and laugh about it, but I told him, there are some things you just, you just don't like you don't go to that level. Yeah. I made that mistake. No. I made that mistake when I, you know, I made a couple jokes about Cody's wife, and I didn't mean them. I thought they were just stupid jokes, but even I realized that that was too much. So I took him out of the show. I apologized to Cody. It wasn't funny. I don't think attacking each other's personal life, especially if it's something super painful, because I don't know if you guys know that, but I wasn't doing okay there for a while. I don't know if
I'm aware.
I don't know if you're aware of that. So that might not have been a good idea for Tanner, because I like Tanner. I don't want anything bad to happen to Tanner, but I would have killed him and his entire family.
Well, you did such a good job hiding it on the show about how upset you were.
Yeah. I know. I thought I did a great job. No, you know what? I said this. God damn it.
Connor, stop it.
I want Derek to recite that poetry for us real quick.
Corn right. Corn at. Corn light. First corn I see tonight. Thank you.
Why does he say... He sounds like...
Hang on, we got a snap. He's, do the snaps.
He's, yeah. He sounds like the Windows, like if you... The type to text thing.
Even that laugh sounded like it. It sounded like you typed ha ha ha.
I don't think Derek's actually there. I think Dalton just got the Windows thing up and he's typing words in to make it sound like he has friends.
Fuck you, I'm also Googling it.
Well, hell, you might win a trivia contest like Jesse then.
3 weeks of one.
Oh, my God.
No, he didn't. I won last night.
Yeah, Hunter won last night.
Oh, that's right. You did. Good job.
Yeah, I did.
Fair and square.
Thanks, Google.
Wait, did you for real Google?
On the last one, yeah.
He's not going to listen, so fuck him.
He's really not.
It doesn't matter. He's not.
I guarantee you Tanner will listen to this, though.
Oh, he's going to be so mad.
And I hope not. Tanner, if you're listening to this, again, buddy, remember how much Mom loved us?
Let me just keep it real with you.
How much she loved you specifically.
I was up by 200, and I knew even if I didn't get it, there was a chance I would win. But I knew if I didn't get it, when Jesse had to choose the next one, he would Google the answer. Mm-hmm. So I was like, no, I'm not doing this. And I messaged Shannon, and I said, watch this. And I just played along the whole time and got it. And then I was like, there you go. And I hear Jesse go, oh, there's no way I can't mathematically win at this point. Like, he has too many points. I'm like, yeah, that's right, I do.
You know what Tanner's saying right now?
So this is the part of the show where I know Tanner's going to quit. So I want to say that I truly love Tanner. Tanner and I have known each other longer than I've known anybody. Like, he and I have known each other since we were kids. Well, he was a kid. I was already a 30-year-old man by the time he was born. Because and I still remember. So we were driving. Me and my mom were driving somewhere. I don't remember where. And Tanner was out there with his family. And my mom was like, you know, there's Tanner. You know, do you remember Tanner? And I didn't really remember him at the time. And, you know,
was Tanner just like on the side of the road?
Yeah. No, he was just on the side of the road.
His story is very weird.
He was on the side of the road in a bucket, and he had a sign that said, we'll shuck corn for I don't know, Templars.
Are you sure it didn't say corn right, corn at, corn light?
But my mom said, there's Tanner. And I look over, and like, here's this 7'4" guy. And I'm like, how old is Tanner? She's like 10. Like, Jesus Christ. He's going to grow up to be somebody one day. And I'm sorry, Mom. That never happened.
No! Oh. No!
What is that saying? Is it country bred and corn fed? I'm pretty sure Tanner had that from birth.
He did. Tanner's always been super big and super strong, which is why I often fear that he'll kill me in my sleep. You know.
Am I the only one who wants cornbread now?
Have you ever had corned beef?
Yeah.
Like corned beef hash?
You know what's weird? I don't think I have.
I've never had corned beef, and I got made fun of it because it's like, wait, aren't you Irish and you've never had corned beef?
Motherfucker, you're from Illinois.
Are we going to have this fucking fight again?
Every fucking time.
No. Oh, my God.
I'm not French. I'm from Missouri.
You're not from San Francisco, but you're a fucking... Never mind.
Son of
never
God.
Mind.
Why did I agree to this?
Don't tell your mom to listen.
Yeah.
No. Mine's really disappointed in me.
Oh, can't wait to tag you in this episode.
Yeah, but like, you're not. There's no Irish province in Illinois.
Oh my God, have you ever heard of heritage?
Okay,
it's not. So just, it's not just for racists in Alabama, you know.
Because, like, Conor McGregor, he's Irish. Because he's from Ireland.
Oh, because he speaks in that accent? Is that all it takes?
Well, and he's from Dublin. Like, he was born there.
So are you saying, Becky Lynch is Irish. Are you saying black people born in America aren't African American?
Yes.
Yeah. Dalton? Did you say yeah?
No, that was Hunter. That was Hunter.
Please answer the question.
What?
Answer the question. So, black people born in America aren't African American. What are they?
The distinction he's making is that you don't say you're Irish American. You say you're Irish.
Okay. You know what? For you, from now on, I will say I'm Irish American. If that will make
it's vaguely, yeah, it's vaguely better, but I'll take it. Thank you, Hunter.
Okay.
It's not vaguely better. It's correct. Yeah. Don't get all up on yourself now. If we're settling this, if we go to arbitration, you have to be cool with it too.
I'll take it. Are you 100% Irish heritage?
No, I'm actually.
Oh, so you're white. You're just white like the rest of us.
I'm split. I'm almost split down the middle. And if you believe what my parents told me, because my dad was a drunk, so maybe he lied.
well, there might have been a little Irish in there.
I'm half Irish and I'm half Native American, is what I was always told. Native American on my father's side, which if you've ever seen my father, if you've ever seen a picture of my
father. You've seen me picture. Yeah, you've shown me pictures before.
Yeah, he looks very Native American. And then Irish on my mother's side, so I don't know what I am. You know what I am? White.
White.
Yep. Join the crew.
But if
all of us.
But if I get to pick and choose like the Joker, because I personally identify with him, you know, on a personal level.
Can you please tell me where that bit came from?
Me being Irish?
Scroll up in the Discord chat.
Oh, okay, cool. I was like, I don't know where this Joker thing is coming from.
It's right above kind of existing.
Okay.
You can't miss it. There it is.
There it is. Yeah, I like that one.
So yeah.
I'm gonna give Shannon. I'm gonna give Shannon something he'll actually enjoy.
Okay, cool. 1 second. That means I gave you back.
Oh, that was supposed to be a GIF, and I just copied the picture. Well, anyway.
I know what it is, though. That's Dalton. What game is that? We're playing video game trivia again.
Final Fantasy.
Which one?
Six.
It is six.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also known as Final Fantasy III in America.
Oh yeah, because the third ba-da-ba, one. Ba-da-ba. Yeah.
I think Irish is fine.
Yeah, if you're from Ireland.
Well, maybe one day.
Dalton, here's a game you might remember.
Me?
Yeah.
All right.
Except it's still processing. There.
Oh shit. Okay, my bad. I need to be in Discord. I keep bumping over to Reaper.
Is that St. Elmo's Fire?
Yes. Yeah. God damn it.
Is that Elmo?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
It's Elmo's number waveboarding. He waveboards through the numbers so you learn them, and he shouts them out as you hit them.
We did in Perryville. I don't know how we got the license for this, but we got the Mario typing.
You
game.
Didn't.
You know, I should know that we definitely didn't.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You absolutely know you didn't.
Derek is a little bit smarter than me because he was kind of homeschooled. Once in a while,
I was homeschooled. Does that make me smarter than you?
No.
I think homeschool is better than going to Perryville.
That's not saying much.
Just for the record. Derek, were you really homeschooled?
I like the part that you do this on this show, knowing good and well we can't say anything right now.
Derek, you were homeschooled?
Yes, half a year in first grade, half a year in fifth grade.
Which, like, we've been best friends since, like, third, fourth grade. And so there were just random times where Derek wasn't at school.
There was also a good chunk of my freshman year. I was throwing my guts up for 4 months straight.
Oh, so you had the corona back then?
Yeah. It was pretty heavy. Let's see.
You gotta take it easy on the amaretto, Derek.
I think
ease into it.
200 pounds when I started my freshman year. I think I dropped to like 140 within 3 months.
Are you gonna win? What's your secret?
Yeah, tell me, please.
Severe acid reflux.
I have acid reflux. You lied to me.
Severe acid reflux.
Severe acid reflux.
All right, fine. I'm acid reflux was, American.
He was my fat friend. God damn it, Shannon. I missed it. God, you motherfucker.
I like when you can hear the wheels clicking in his head before it finally kicks into play.
Well, that's because I was insulting Derek, and then I was like, oh, you mother... All right.
I like if you go back to last night's episode and listen to when I said everyone out of the pool. There's a pause, a laughter, and then you hear it. And that is the sound of her spitting directly in my face. I'm glad we caught that on audio. So you were only homeschooled for like half a semester in 2 years. I thought it was going to be something a little bit more severe. I was homeschooled from ninth grade to, I guess technically it's still going on. Because I never finished it, so.
How do you finish it, though?
You get your diploma. Like, you finish all your work. The problem with, I don't know, Derek.
If you go through all the logistics of it, then it's a really intricate thing where you get that diploma. But it's like, you got to, like, record stuff, and you got to do this and this. It's just a lot of.
Yeah, when I did homeschooling, I still remember it because they would just send, like, workbooks to my house. And I just had to do the workbooks. And there was, my parents were supposed to teach me. Like, they were supposed to actually read this stuff to me and help me with it, but they didn't. They just handed me the workbook and said, do this. So, because, you know, mom had to watch Young and the Restless, and dad had to watch, you know, the ceiling when he was on his ass because he was drunk again.
She needed to know what happened to Victor.
I still don't know what happened to Victor, but I would do these worksheets, and I turned them in, and eventually I got so bored of it because even if I failed something, like if I just didn't care and they sent it back, they would send it back and say, you missed this, correct it, and send it in again. And I was like, what is the point of this? This is asinine.
You can't escape it.
Yeah, so I quit. I quit doing my homeschooling. I was done. I told my parents, like, this is boring. I'm done with this. This is insulting.
I still can't get over the fact that you said that you just record some stuff and then you can get it. I record 4 shows a week. Nobody's lining up to have me as their alma mater. Like, come on, man.
Oh, you're a bitch.
I'm doing the show more than you are.
That's true, you are.
And they're still not giving me anything.
I don't think he's missed a show in like a month. We had this.
I did. I did not do the first trivia show.
And you didn't do Nerd Up.
And
either.
I have not been on Nerd. I was on Nerd Up one time, and I said never again.
Did I ever tell you the idea we had for? We were going to do a commercial for Podzilla 1985, and it was after you had left the show. So we had this. I had this idea for a commercial where we were going to do like a. Remember how Dalton? You remember we used to do the meetings, group meetings.
Those were fucking worthless, but yeah.
Yeah, they were terrible. They were a bad idea. Usually everybody just got pissed off at each other. So the idea was that we were going to do one of those meetings, and I was going to be doing like a roll call, and I would name off the different people, and then I would say Double H, and there would just be a chair, and it would just be empty, and it would say like reserved for Double H. It was something, I forget what exactly it was, but the idea was that you didn't want to be there, or it was not. I never did it, obviously. Because I thought it was funny.
I'm waiting to find out where this goes.
That's it. I thought it would be funny. That's it. But I didn't know if you would find it like, I didn't want to like piss you off or anything. I didn't want to assume you would find it
funny.
I mean,
the way you described it didn't make it sound like I didn't want to be there so much as it was just like.
Well, see, that's the thing. There was something, and I swear to God, I'm not making it up. I can't remember. But there was a joke, and I remember telling everybody about it, and everybody cracked up. They're like, that's really funny, but is Hunter going to be okay with it? And I thought, I don't know. Because it wasn't insulting to you. It was insulting to us from your perspective.
I'm not laughing at you, Shannon.
No, no one is. That's why I really want this subject to change. Because there's no one out there laughing at me right now.
I wonder if it was just because it was right in that weird little area that we had where we were like not on speaking terms for that brief period of time.
It might have been because
so it was one of those things that like,
ooh, do you really want to bring
Hunter
up? I
would have found funny, but everyone was like, oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Thank God for Xavier Woods. Xavier Woods made us friends again.
It's true. And you know what's extra weird about that? I was thinking about this with the group chat the other day because now Facebook has made a lot of I'm sorry, hang on. Tanner just popped into the Facebook group chat and goes, y'all recording already?
I'm gonna tell him
get in here.
Oh shit, I was gonna tell him to get in here, but fuck it, get in here, come on in.
I'm on it. What was I saying? Oh yeah, so Facebook has only just recently made a lot of things show up where you can actually see some what were formerly like kind of hidden features of the chats. And evidently, I had forgot about this, when the group chat started, it was in the midst of that.
Yeah.
There was a separate chat, because it was me, Tanner, Dalton, and
Asa.
Cody?
And Cody.
Asa? See, I thought Cody was in there too. Okay, yeah. Yeah, because Jesse wasn't in there. Jesse was the last one to get added, because we were mainly just talking about wrestling, and we didn't think that he would want to be in there. So the point of all this is that now when you look, and I don't know if you see this or not, I guess because other people have left the chat intermittently along the way, but I never do that bit, I'm listed as the admin of the legendary PZ85 group chat.
Yeah.
Because for a while, the admins were everybody who were in there when it started, and then that changed somewhere along the way, and I guess the other people left.
Because everybody's quit at one point.
And so now it's just me.
Yeah.
Except for Hunter.
Weird. It's very weird that it's just me.
One of my favorite bits, I don't know if you remember this, and I need to bring it back at some point, is when I would just defriend people for saying something to me. Like, I would post a status saying, don't respond to this or I'll defriend you, and then everybody thought it'd be funny to respond to it, and I literally defriended them. I thought that was a funny bit. And it wasn't just that. It was also people I may or may not have been in a relationship with at the time. I said, if you don't respond to this or I'll and I did. I deleted her, and I think I blocked her at one point, and I thought it was
you
funny.
You did?
No.
I thought
and
it
then
was
it,
funny.
It fucked with all of your tags.
Yes.
And that's whenever it got really serious.
Yeah.
Tanner still hasn't gotten in here.
Social media was a mistake. Well, if Tanner says he'll be there in 5 minutes, 40 minutes later, he's 10 minutes away.
It takes him a little while to send the files.
Yep.
He's got to send the file first.
That is always my favorite thing, waiting for him to send the file.
Maybe if he joins the show halfway through, he won't go back and listen to the first 30 minutes.
Like to think so. That was my whole catalyst for that, was just get him in here and he'll never know any of this happened.
Man, we need people to realize that I get messed with way more.
You do. I think I said this on a show once, that I can't count how many times I would do a show and the next day I get up, I'd have a message from Dalton basically saying, you're a terrible friend, and like actually being pissed at me because I made jokes about him. That happened a lot. It happened so much that I finally stopped doing it because I got tired of hurting his feelings.
I think it happened like maybe two or three times.
A week.
Fuck it. That's not true.
No,
I gotta say,
not true.
As a listener, if I would rank it, I would say Dalton would be at the top, Cody falling second, and then Tanner third. But in the last maybe like 2 weeks alone, Tanner has surpassed Cody. I'm almost certain
he's skyrocketed
as number two.
I would say he's number one. I really do. I know we messed with Dalton for a long, long time.
It's time to buy into Tanner right now. If you've been looking to get into the market. Cody, on the other hand, you're going to want to sell.
His stock is dropping.
So high.
He won't even come in the chat anymore. He'll just show up every once in a while.
He said it was because he was going back to work. I don't believe that.
No.
I don't believe that at all.
He just
outright, I know for a fact, he has said at work all he does is stay in his office to avoid anyone coming near him. So I'm like, you have the time.
Well, plus, is he working now? Is he in the office now?
Yes. No, not now. No.
Yeah, so he could be on this show. I don't know why he's not here.
Man, it's hard, to watch DreamWorks movies and podcasts at the same time. Like,
I feel like when you've seen
it. How are you going to get the intricate plot?
When you've seen it as many times as he has, you can just word for word, like me and Tombstone.
Oh, yeah. Tombstone's a good one. But for me, as far as like word for word, it's got to be Raising Arizona.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. I don't know if I've told this story on here before, but I've probably told it to you guys. So, and I'm not going to tell the full story about this, but my parents were divorced for almost exactly 1 year when I was like between like 11 and 12. And so my dad at his house, because they moved out, obviously, and I stayed the weekends with my dad. He cut the cable because he was never around to use it. He didn't watch a lot of TV anyway. And so that left me without the cable, which was not a big deal. I'm a 10-year-old kid. I'm, 10, 11, 12, whatever. I'm playing outside most of the time. But when you couldn't, that weekend that you're there and it's raining and what do you do? I had no cable. This was 1997, 6-7 in that era. So I didn't have Netflix or anything. But we had VHS tapes. We had videos, And I didn't have any of my stuff there. And I was kind of in that weird lurch of like, I'm too old for cartoons, but because I thought I was too cool for them.
All right, don't tell
Dalton. I'm not really old enough. I'm not really old enough.
That's action figures, you fuck.
A lot of, I liked some movies, don't get me wrong, but I didn't just have access to Star Wars or whatever I wanted to watch. But my dad had Tombstone, Raising Arizona, Beetlejuice, Stripes, which is a classic. Yeah. He just had a lot of really good, what I now consider to be classic movies. Ghostbusters, which I had had that for a long time. But
yeah.
So I started, you know, as much as I love movies like Ghostbusters and Beetlejuice, you can only watch them so many times in a row before you're like, I need to mix it up a little bit. And that's what got me watching. Both Tombstone and Raising Arizona are the two big ones that came out of that era. I had seen Stripes before, so that was whatever. But yeah, Raising Arizona now legitimately probably my favorite comedy anything of all time.
I've never seen Raising Arizona.
What?
And I'm going to say something that's really going to surprise you. This is going to be my Tanner level moment. I've never seen Stripes.
Really? You know, honestly, no. I would take that back, though. I think Raising Arizona surprises me more.
I don't even know. Who's in it? Is that Cage?
It's okay. It was the first, yeah, it's the first Coen Brothers movie. And legitimately, as good as they made a lot of other movies, I don't think they made a better one than this. It's Nicolas Cage. It's John Goodman. It's Holly Hunter. It's, what was his name?
Had me a John Goodman. Played.
Yeah. Oh, dude, the whole thing is.
Wait, incredible. Hold on. The guy, what? I like this game. I like this part.
I'm trying to remember what else he was in, and it's killing me that I can't think of his name. William Forsythe is who I'm thinking of.
William Forsythe.
William Forsythe was.
Like Reservoir Dogs?
What else?
Or no, not Reservoir Dogs.
Nope.
Oh, my God. Because I can see his face. And I cannot for the life of me.
He's in The Rock. He's in Dick Tracy.
Devil's Rejects.
Yep. That's him.
Okay.
Yeah, that's who you're thinking of. And then Frances McDormand is in it for a little bit. Sam McMurray. You know Sam McMurray.
Yeah.
He's in Christmas Vacation and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
It's just one of those incredible, incredible casts. Oh, Randall Cobb. The MMA guy. He plays Leonard Smalls. I'm trying to remember what else. Tex Cobb.
Is it Randall Cobb or Tex Cobb?
That. Well, it's Randall Tex Cobb.
I feel. Oh, that guy. I looked at a picture of him. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. He was in. Trying to think of the things I know him from. It's one of those faces that you see him in like everything, but you can't remember his name.
So in Raising Arizona, he plays this like biker bounty hunter. who's out like searching for this fan. I don't want to give the plot away because you need to see it. I know it's like it's from like 84, I think. But you need to see it. It's so good, man. It's legitimately one of my favorite movies of all time. Again, yeah. I don't even think Nicolas Cage was ever this good again. Like, he's great in this.
I did not know. So the movie was in 1987. I honestly did not know Nicolas Cage had been around that long.
Yeah. Well, it was one of his first movies, if I remember correctly. And it may have been like his big break.
Well, I've got to find this now.
Yes, I've got it. If you can't find it on like a streaming service or something, I've got a Blu-ray of it, and it is.
It's not 4K.
It's just so good. No, well, of course not.
So speaking of Nicolas Cage, this Tiger King, like, is it a movie docuseries? Is this a legitimate thing that he's supposed to be starring in, or
it
is this like?
It is.
Man, apparently there's a whole bunch of people playing this guy, and Nick Cage is just one of many projects that's up and running now.
Boy, don't you know that guy? Well, he obviously wishes he wasn't in jail, but don't you know he really wishes he wasn't in jail right now with all the attention he's getting?
Oh, I bet.
Right?
This is what the dude literally tried to kill for, is this much attention. Allegedly.
What's the guy's name? The guy who created the documentary about him, the one that wears the hat throughout Tiger King, he smokes a lot.
Oh, yeah, that crackhead?
Yeah, so that guy,
allegedly.
When they did...
No, that motherfucker was on drugs.
When they did the wrap-up series with Joel McHale, and he talked to him, and he asked him at one point in time, you know, something to the effect of, you know, how do you think Joe feels about all this? And he goes, honestly, I think it's killing him inside, and I love it. Like, it was something to that effect. He's like, he made that same point of, I think it's great that this guy is only getting famous now that he's in jail, and that's probably where he's going to die.
You know why that guy's in, like... not in America anymore.
I feel like he said, because he's in like Finland or something now.
Yeah,
right?
He's in Finland.
I think he went there to get married. I remember that.
Yeah, so he's actually wanted in Texas on two different counts of arson, I think, is what I heard.
Are you talking about the guy that they alleged burned down the studio and stuff?
Now, yeah. I don't think he did it. Yeah, I don't think he did it because like that footage would have made him so much money. But, he's in Finland or wherever because he's, like, on the run from, like, he has, like, two, like, warrants because of arson.
I fucking hate you, Hunter. You're not supposed to. Says, you're not supposed to shit post while we're actually recording.
This is literally a shit post too.
It really is. But yeah, he I'm said getting in that series though that he went there because he was getting married, and that's why he had gone overseas and he got married and he's going to stay there and blah blah blah.
Well, he also said he was doing it because he was trying to get far away from Joe Exotic.
That's so. True.
Well, he probably didn't want to become his next husband.
That was facetious.
Do you think like how addicted to meth do you have to be? To be like, yeah, I'll marry you, Joe.
I mean, it's meth. Not very.
I'll ask some of the customers that come in my store. I'll show them a picture of Joe Exotic and said, how much will you have to do to marry this guy?
That one guy, he was going to protect you. He's got you covered.
Today was a weird day. If you follow me on Facebook, which you probably don't because you can't just... Can you just follow someone on Facebook or do you have to be friends with them?
You don't have the page for following. You just have to be like a page.
Well, not exactly. You can follow them, but only if... they ask to be your friend and you decline and you have it set it open where they can still follow your public posts, they can do that.
Okay. Well, yeah. Then if you
even on a regular profile.
If you follow me on Facebook, you get constant updates from my store and it's a humdinger. Every day is an adventure. Broadway and Cape Girardeau, where we used to record the show, and we have not recorded the show in 2 months now.
It's over. The studio is done.
The studio is pretty much done, yeah.
Rick Kirkham is the name of the guy that we keep.
Yeah, that's who I'm talking about.
Yeah. I'm trying to see if I can find that trivia on him like being on the lam from that, but give me a minute. I'm going to keep looking. But...
You sure it's not like a Roman Polanski type scenario?
Situation?
Snituation? Okay, first question. Do you know who Roman Polanski is?
No.
Okay. That's all I needed to know.
I kind of felt...
Can you explain
the
situation?
About that, but it's Dalton.
Yes. What'd you say, Hunter?
I said I wanted to be mad, but it's Dalton. I'm not really terribly surprised. Well, he's not even really old enough for it.
Yeah, I would say I imagine most of the people. If we had all the cast here, we asked them if they knew who Roman Polanski was, nobody would know.
Because I am the youngest in the group now. Like,
well, Sadie.
Well, that do the shows.
Okay.
So, like, Ethan, there's a lot of... When was the last time he did a show?
76? 77?
Yeah. There it is.
When I was 76 or 77?
Got RC. I hate you.
I wish there was a way to turn off the group chat while we record the show.
No, you don't.
So, Dalton, Roman Polanski is a director. He was married to Sharon Tate. You know who Sharon Tate is, right?
Yeah, I know who Sharon Tate is.
Okay, does Derek know who Sharon Tate is?
Yes.
Derek, because you said you know, who is Sharon Tate?
Okay.
Put your phone away.
I am. I'm not going to be like Jesse. I'm sorry.
Doom. Okay.
So, okay. Maybe I might be wrong, but Sharon Tate, is she the one that was murdered, or am I thinking of somebody else?
No, keep going. Keep going.
Okay. She was murdered. Oh, my God. Who was her killer?
There was more than one.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So... I think, okay, I'm drawing a blank. I can picture the guy. Because didn't he have, like, followers, and it was kind of more of a group thing?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, what is his name? Why am I drawing a blank? They actually, talking about American Horror Story in a previous episode, I'm pretty sure they did a section of that in one of the seasons of American Horror Story when they talked about...
It's basically the entire back plot, like the subplot, weirdly, of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
And one of your favorite musical artists, who used to be married to Rose McGowan, took his last name from him.
Oh my God!
And the first name was from Marilyn Monroe.
You said you're drawing a blank. Oh, he would be drawing a swastika on his forehead.
Manson.
That's him. Yeah, yes.
Charles Manson
family.
Thank you. Yes, I was like,
well,
just
careful. Charles Manson didn't kill her.
Yeah,
remember,
no, it was
that's
his followers.
Why he was never put to death. Yeah,
right. His followers killed her while she was pregnant too, which is super super tragic. So this happened to Roman Polanski, and sometime after that. Roman Polanski, I don't remember if it was rape or if he just had a relationship with an underage girl. I think she was like 12 or 13. But instead of being prosecuted, he fled the country and he's never returned. He's won awards in America while he's in another country. And he like remotes in via video to accept it. Because if he ever steps foot in America again, he will be arrested.
Yeah.
Huh. Yep.
And there's this big argument of, like, should we even celebrate him considering what he's accused of? Not even accused of, what he did. Like, I don't think there's any question that he did it at this point.
No, especially because if I remember correctly, it was statutory. it was something that for a long time got passed off as, well, he didn't really, and it's like, that's not
how
okay
it works. Yeah.
Regardless, yeah.
Yeah. So there's your Roman Polanski history for today. I'm ashamed of it.
Right on. You know, talking about Charles Manson, that episode of American Horror Story kind of introduced me to a lot of other, I guess, serial killers, whatever you want to call it, in terms of definition.
God damn it. I don't want to do this show anymore.
I wish they could hear our little bleeps whenever he does it.
But taught me about the different, like, one of my favorite ones was the gentleman on Donald Blank in his name, where he had, I don't know if he was a pastor or what, but he had his congregation or his followers to drink the Kool-Aid. I thought, wow.
Oh, fuck.
I'm
Jim
drawing
Jones?
A blank, what is,
thank
yes,
you.
Yeah, but I was like, wow, what an intricate, like, plot, you know, to kill a bunch of people. And I thought that was such an interesting
thing. That wasn't
thing.
His plot. His plot wasn't to kill people, though. He was just running a cult. Well, and shit was about to go really south because they were doing illegal shit.
Fair.
And they were like,
I'm not laughing fair. About all the people that got killed. I'm laughing at Hunter's fucking caption for the picture of the M&M. God damn it.
Is that a stuffed animal?
Oh, it's getting stuffed.
No, that's an M&M. Derek, it's the actual green M&M. She's at what appears to be Applebee's with him.
I didn't know if it was an overlaid image or if he actually had a stuffed animal in the chair.
Shannon, I want you to post that.
Derek, just say sex
Facebook.
Doll. Just say sex doll.
Post that picture to Facebook, but I want you to use that caption, and then at the end, just put ASMR.
All right, here we go.
Jesus Christ.
The things I get talked into fucking doing.
There's no
really
talking.
Have to talk you into it. I usually just say do it, and you're like, yeah, that seems like fun. Yeah,
you never talk. You don't get talking to shit. You get suggested into shit.
Did you hear about this one, Kevin?
My whole goal this entire show has been, as soon as anyone talks about anything remotely serious, break everybody.
Wait, what did you say? ASMR?
Yeah.
All right, let me see if I did this right. Oh, fuck. I just realized everything I post has been on public. That's not good. All right.
Yeah, it sure shit has.
All right, it's up. It's, do with what you will, darkness.
I realize this is not good at all for the this is the whole the old school app of the is a great visual gag for the audio podcast.
Yeah, we're
but,
straight
oh,
up
man.
We're straight up Andy Kaufman this show.
I can't handle it.
I don't even
you
don't
guys
even
remember
know
when Tanner said he was going to join in.
Yeah, where the fuck did he go?
What's funny is he never actually said he was going to join in, so the conversation went like this. Yeah. He goes, are y'all recording already? No, get in here. And then yes. And then get in here. And then...
Nothing.
I called him a bucket fuck at some point.
That's what it was. That's why he didn't
Oh, shit.
In.
No, he's
oh,
responding.
Wait.
He's typing right now. This is live. This is live update.
Speak of the
man.
Devil.
Speak of the bucket and he shall appear.
He's like, Bucket Man.
He tried. Sorry. Kid got upset.
I feel that.
Well,
apparently his kid hates the show too.
Why do you guys make fun of my dad? It's only funny because she speaks clearer English than he does.
Don't remember we were talking about going over that line, talking about people's family and stuff.
You were talking about that. I didn't say shit.
I didn't say anything about his kid. His kid's lovely. His wife's lovely too.
I compliment it. Well, I would never. His wife is lovely. I didn't. Say
Are you saying his kid's
it.
Not lovely?
No, oh, I'm saying his kid is smarter than him. You? I'm complimenting the kid. Wouldn't he want that to as a good father to be better than what he is?
Hunter, you got
which
another.
She already is.
You got another picture you could post on the chat.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
Did anybody else ever actually see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
No,
I did not.
No, I've been meaning to. I just haven't yet.
Man, it's really good.
I've still never watched what was the Hateful Eight? I've still not watched that.
I'm gonna be real with you. You're not missing much there. If you want Tarantino and you want spaghetti western, Django is a million miles ahead of Hateful Eight.
Yeah.
I
mean, Hateful Eight's a good movie, but it's also because it is a murder mystery. It's good the one time. And then maybe a second time just because now you know what happens and you can look for all the little clues.
Okay,
that's it.
So I know the ending because Bob was watching it one day. I went in his room to talk to him, just to hang out a little bit. And I sat down. I was like, what are you watching? He said, Hateful Eight. And it was the whole ending sequence. So I know what happens.
Yeah,
so
So,
because I'm like, where's Kurt Russell? I thought he was in this movie. No, he gone already.
Oh, he's long gone.
Yeah. If you want a good Western starring Kurt Russell, Hunter, let me tell you about this movie.
It's got to be Bone Tomahawk.
Bone Tomahawk. Great horror film from a couple years ago. Legitimately really good. We watched it.
That is such a good movie.
Watched it for Halloween a couple years ago during one of our parties. Back when people still watched the movies at the parties and they didn't just play fucking Smash Brothers or Destiny or whatever it is now.
Also back when you still had parties.
Yeah, Dalton's really not good at that. In fact, if I remember correctly, Dalton might not have actually been there. He skips every Halloween.
Yeah. Well, it's usually like in the middle of the work week, so I'm like needing to go to bed early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one believes that.
What can you do?
Remember when you played PT?
It's kind of like when Dalton said, he had stage fright, and I was like, you wrestle in very small clothes in front of lots of people.
That's not, no, I have stage fright, but when I wrestle, like, my attention is not given to the fact of, like, the people around me. I'm very focused on not trying to die.
I can hear you sweating right now.
give him that Macho Man gimmick, and he will just knock it out of the park.
Oh, the Anywhere Macho Man is. Randy Travis?
God, that's what I fucking felt like.
Before we go further with the podcast, I want to mention that Randy Macho Man Savage's funeral is brought to you by NordVPN.
Did you see the Randy Macho Man Randy Travis shirt?
And Raid Shadow Legends.
No.
Okay, hang on.
Is it getting in the...
It's just going to look like part of the dumb stuff I've been posting anyway, so...
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, here it is. Oh, that's baller!
I did see that.
Oh, I fucking won that.
It's on, I don't know, Google it.
It's hard to pick a picture from this group chat to use for the show tonight, but I think I'm gonna have to go with that M&M still.
The M&M really fits. That one, I think that's a good one. Although I kind of like that's him. There he is.
I think my favorite thing is the people that like follow me on Facebook and listen to the podcast are seeing me post this and going, what the fuck's wrong with him? And then they're going to listen to the podcast and go, oh.
Oh, I get it.
That's happened to me a time or two.
We like to have this fun here, Derek.
This is going to be very divisive. I'm just going to tell you up front.
Hey, actually, it's funny because we were just talking about this earlier.
Sadie called Derek a bitch for not eating the crust of his pizza.
Yeah,
Derek.
And the thing is, so here's the thing. Hand toss from Domino's. I don't eat the crust on the hand toss from Domino's because of the
garlic.
Derek,
I'm going to stop you right there. The problem is you're eating Domino's.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, I was going to say.
Well, I mean, for Perryville, you've got Pizza Hut, Domino's, or like a gas station pizza. So,
gas station pizza you don't get pizza in Perryville. Unless it's Casey's. Yeah, I was going to say, gas station pizza is the way to go.
Casey's pretty good. Barnes Mart's got the Hunts Brothers. That's pretty good.
I will say Domino's in Perryville is probably the best Domino's I've ever had.
They used to have, my mom used to take me to Wickliffe, Kentucky all the time because, you know, they had to get their smokes. And they used to have in this gas station, remember the old Mean Gene burgers and stuff? He had pizza. I would get Mean Gene pizza all the time. And it was the best pizza.
I'm pretty sure they had that in Cape for a while, too, because I remember when Mean Gene passed away, I was still working at the radio station or at the group of stations, and Kent came over to tell me he had heard about it. And Kent and I, you know, we chatted up and, you know, every once in a while, but we just didn't have as much in common because he was older than me and had, you know, mainly been involved in the country stations and stuff. But that was one thing he knew I was into wrestling. And so when Mean Gene died, he came over and told me, I had already heard like 12 hours ago. And he mentioned that he was there when they opened, like, one of the Mean Gene restaurants. And
yeah,
Gene
so
was there.
Whenever we were at WrestleCon, me and Asa were back in 2018, I was waiting to get X-Pac's signature. And Mean Gene was just sitting by, like, his table was next to X-Pac's. And Asa was like, I kind of want to meet him. And it was a very unfortunate thing that I said, well, how many chances are you going to get to see him? And then he died within the year, I think. So I feel kind of bad for that. But he asked Asa where he was from, and he said Cape Girardeau. And he said, like, oh, yeah, no, I opened up a restaurant, like, in, like, was it Chaffee or Sykeson or some shit like that? And it's like,
it was
so
something
he knew
like that. I don't think it was Sykeson, but it was definitely like a surrounding area type thing.
Yeah, because he was like talking to us about Cape Girardeau, and we thought that was like it was super cool that he remembered it. And he was like, "Yeah, no, I opened a restaurant there."
I mean, that's shocking to me that he would remember that.
Well, yeah. Well, it's the same thing whenever, like, I met Chris Hero, like, the next day. And he asked me where I was from. I was like, Cape Girardeau. I was like, oh, yeah, I used to wrestle in that. It's like the... And then he said, like, the arena building, but the actual name for it, the OC, what's it called? AC Braze?
Yeah, AC
the
Braze.
Arena building?
Yeah.
What's the AC Braze?
Well, the actual name for it.
Well, no, the AC Braze Arena is yeah, what it's actually yeah. called. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, no, I remember the AC Braze. And I'm like, oh my God, that's awesome.
As opposed to Hangman Page, when he came down and I was doing ring announcing, and he gets in the ring and he leans into me and says, like, what's the name of an ice cream place around here? Andy's? And then he of course gets on the mic and yeah, before we do this, I'm gonna head over to Andy's again. The crowd goes crazy because like, oh my God, he knows Andy's, and I wanted to yell out, no, he doesn't. I just gave him the answer.
It's because Hangman's a Andy's, fucking professional.
Andy's is not like some local chain that's never been heard of anywhere else.
I tell you what, I should have lied. And I should have said like Crazy Pete's Bottomless Ice Cream Barrels and had him say that.
Or Dolph Ziggler probably would have known crazy ice cream place in Cape Girardeau.
Well, let me text him real quick. I'll text off. And
he told me he was going to get that in there. He said, I'm going to mention Dolph Ziggler at some point.
I'll find out.
I had to. I really wish I would have been able to make it to his show.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, God, what was I going to say?
Boy, that was a week, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, God. I'm trying to think.
Derek, yeah, while he's thinking, can you please yeah. read the thing Hunter sent about the pizza in your Derek voice?
Are you allowed to cuss?
Well, I mean,
just Dalton, fucking do it. It's fine.
Dalton, when he gets to the cuss word, you say the cuss word for him.
Okay, then, got it.
Okay. Some of you, am I supposed to read it in my voice that I did earlier, or like
just be Derek?
Okay. Some of you still don't eat the crust on your pizza like absolute.
Fucking
cowards. It's just bread. Are you a toddler? Does your mommy tuck you in? Eat the crust, stupid baby.
A public service announcement from Podzilla 1985.
Can we please cut that there's and your make commercial. That like an opening?
That's what it is. We'll be back with more of the podcast, but first, a word from our sponsor.
All right, so 55 minutes. I'm going to put that at the beginning of the show.
Yes. Do that before the intro song.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh. It's a callback. We don't do those enough.
I miss doing that. I still remember that one time I was recording, and it was me, Asa, Allie, and Dalton. And Dalton's running his fucking mouth about something, and he stops and he goes, wait, are you recording? And Asa says, he's got a microphone in front of you, don't you? Of course I was recording.
The show just starts.
Yeah. And I would always take whatever dumbass thing someone said, and I would put it at the beginning of the show because I thought it was very funny.
Oh, God. The one, like, whenever I left the show and then came back, and the, like, resulting cuss fest that you guys gave me on PW that you bleeped, but you didn't bleep all of it because you bleeped, like, it was, like, one long bleep, and then you cut back in, and then it was Asa, like, calling me a little baby, but you didn't cut them off in time. So it's like, bleep, you little baby cunt, bleep. it's like you didn't bleep out probably the worst word in that entire phrase.
Do you know how much effort it takes to do that?
No, I don't. That's why I just do what I do.
I'll never forget the nerd up I heard where Jesse censored cuss words with the little Mario coin.
No, no, fuck that. That was me, motherfucker.
That was you. Oh.
That was okay. That was the E3 show because Hunter was on it.
I had to
censor it. Right. Yeah,
that was gold. That was gold.
True.
You know how much effort that took, Derek?
You had to make so many notes that night, though.
I did, but it was worth it because it was hilarious. It was a great, it was a great gag.
You know, I also figured out that Sonic also had coins in the game.
Shut the fuck up, Derek.
I didn't.
Yes.
Derek, Derek, we only have
got a new one.
We only have about 2 minutes left, Derek. Will you please read the one Hunter just sent?
Wait a minute. Is that word going to be cool?
No, you say it.
I'll say the last word.
In saying that spiders don't immediately die when you hit them with something the size of a shampoo bottle, like if you whacked me with a Ford Explorer, I'd obviously be dead instantly. Am I just a...
pussy.
So why does he... Is it just me, Hunter? Does he sound like Jack Handy?
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Now, deep thoughts.
Jack Handy.
Oh, man. Oh, I gotta look up some deep thoughts with Jack Handy.
Oh my god, I love those so much.
It was
I'm gonna have to start doing this Friday shows from Perryville so I can do this with Derek from now on.
I used to have, they had a little book of these and I had it too, and as soon as you Google deep thoughts with Jack Handy, that's the first thing that comes up. Oh, I wish I still had that book.
Man Randy Travis shirt though is fucking sick.
So all right, so your assignment for this weekend, listeners, is to go to, and let me make sure that it's up there. Go to YouTube and look up Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy. And just,
you can also just Google image search and you'll get a bunch of them. Like, instead of mouse traps, what about baby traps? Not to harm the babies, but to just hold them down until they can be removed. It's so That's stupid. Good. Oh, it's so stupid.
Hold on. I'll never forget the time we were at the beach and we buried Uncle Joe in the sand. Boy, did we get in trouble. In fact, we got arrested. It turns out you can't bury people at the beach, only at the cemetery.
Children need encouragement. So if a kid gets an answer right, tell him it was a lucky guess. That way he develops good, lucky feelings.
I can see that one.
If you're being stupid. If you're being chased by an angry bull, and then you notice you're also being chased by a swarm of bees, it doesn't really change things. Just keep on running. Oh. I think that's going to do it. I think it's going to do it for us tonight. Other than Dalton's, what do we got here? Oh, son of a bitch.
Got the Limp Bizkit in.
Again, Limp Bizkit was never good.
You fucking liar.
Okay, let's end on a Jack Handy. Here we go.
All right.
If you ever fall off the Sears Tower, just go really limp, because maybe you'll look like a dummy, and people will try to catch you, because, hey, free dummy.
That's the whole show. Good night.
That's all we got.